Locked On Boston College, your daily podcast on the Boston College Eagles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is Locked On BC. I am your host, AJ Black. We're talking about the spring game and I'm getting into expectations. What are realistic expectations for a game that doesn't have very high stakes? It doesn't have any stakes, honestly. So today's show, I have been reading fans' reactions and expectations for this game. I've seen other sites commenting, and I have to say I'm guilty of it too myself. I'm not putting myself off the hook here. But the spring game, what should we be expecting from this? What are realistic expectations given what it is? Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty of what this game is. It's a glorified scrimmage. It's not even, you know what, folks? I shouldn't even say that. It's not even a scrimmage. A scrimmage at Boston College, at the games that are played behind closed doors because they don't let the media in, that are between the, you know, the one offense against the one defense and the two off defense against the two offense, that kind of stuff. This game will not be like that. Now, Halfley has not said yet what he is expecting to do in terms of format for this game. I expect he's going to shuffle everything up. Now, why I don't have high expectations is because of that. He has already said that the hardest game practices that they're having, that the games that BC is going to play the hardest, or the practices and scrimmages, are behind those closed doors. They'll have bigger play sets. They're going to have harder tackling. He said all of this. So that, I think, we need to kind of wrap our heads around when we look at the spring game, because when they get on the field, it's fun. That's what this is about, folks. This spring game is nothing but fun. That's all. It's supposed to be fun for the players. They get their family members there. You know, they're hooting and hollering as they're, you know, Emmett Moorhead's throwing to Ish Zamore or a third string wide receiver. Jacob Kraft has 8 receptions or whatever happens in this game. It's supposed to be fun for the audience too, for the fans. I know some of us that are so jaded by Boston College football have a hard time having fun at anything, but I'm going to tell you, I'll give you a quick story. And I know I'm not the only one here. If you guys have kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I brought my he was 3 years old at the time, last year, to the spring game. He got a popsicle. He did the fan fest and got like the BC tattoos. He watched, had no idea what was going on, which was fine. He liked the music. Jeff Halfley shot off t-shirt guns. It was the best commercial for Boston College sports that I could ever ask for my kid. It's great for families. It was great for him. He loved it. I took him to the Rutgers game last year. It was 90 degrees out. It was hot. I'm not being the old guy yelling at the clouds here, I promise. They had the sound system so loud that he couldn't like sit there anymore. We lasted a quarter. The spring game, he lasted the whole game. And this game is not just for fun. As I said, it's fun for the players. The players are definitely going to have fun. It's not just fun for families. Think about it too. Think about how you handle these games. Do you go, maybe it's an opportunity for you to get a friend that's an alumni to go with you to this game. You go to Cityside, you have brunch, you have a couple breakfast beers. You go to this game, you get back on campus. Who the heck cares about what happens on the field? It's about the community. This is what college sports is all around this country. It's about community. And the spring game can bring that. Now, I've said all along that I think that not having tailgating is a huge missed opportunity, but I blame BC partially for it. because they could do tents and stuff like that, like they've done during some of the regular season games. I blame Brighton and Newton and the neighbors who are awful. But uses this as an opportunity to have fun. The coaches are going to have fun. The players are going to have fun. Just think of it this way. Watching this game, that when you're watching and you're looking at what they're doing, they've already had their top 100% go out scrimmage 2 days before. Thursday to tomorrow, they're going to go out there and they're going to have their end of the summer spring scrimmage. That's going to be all the situational stuff, the hard hitting, the playbook, the, you know, Chud doing what he needs to do on the offense with Sean Duggan and Azar Abdul-Rahim doing what they need to do in the defense. That's already happened. It's like it's already completed. So if you go into this game with that mindset, you'll have a better time. You'll have lower expectations and just enjoy it for what it is. It's just for fun. There's, you know, we'll get into it in just a moment of some of the things that I really hope you don't look for this game, because you're going to get disappointed. But my overall message here, I'm going as a fan. I heard through the grapevine that at last year's spring game, folks were clamoring for stat sheets. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, because there's nothing statistically important with this game. And I am not saying that this game is not, I don't want to say important, but it's crucial that they have it. It's a part of the tradition of the football season. But I think folks are putting too much weight into that. And I'll give you some of the reasons why I think folks are getting into it a little too hard into certain things in just a moment. But I want to get into just a second. I want to get into the start of the baseball season, because grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back, and there's no better place to get in on that MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book. That's because right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no sweat first bet of up to $1,000. Just go to fanduel.com/lockedon to sign up. Place your first bet and get up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win. Think the Red Sox are going to get off of their slide? Get in there. Think the Rays are going to finally lose a game? Wow. I mean, they're doing crazy stuff down there for one of the worst fan bases I've ever seen, and one of the absolute worst stadiums. They're having a special season. I can't deny that. And that's what they're getting down there. If you think they're going to continue winning, you can head on over to FanDuel there. So don't miss your chance to get a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/lockedon to sign up. FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of Major League Baseball. All right, this is AJ Black, Locked On BC here. And we're talking about the spring game. And I'm giving you just my thoughts on what to expect. What are things that we should be looking for in this game in terms of just the overall feel of it, right? And I got a comment, and I think it's fair, that someone was saying, AJ, you're giving Halfley a free pass on the tackling issue, because others, if you watch any spring game, and I think they listed like LSU and North NC State, Vanderbilt, they all had full tackling at that. And for that, I say good for them. I ask you, BC will not have full tackling at this game. They do what's called thuds, which means you get the hit, but you don't bring to the ground. If you have a practice where you have, and I'm telling you folks, when you watch this game, it's not just the one teams versus the one defense. It's a smattering of everyone. You're going to have Emmett Moorhead throwing to backups. You're going to have, you know, third string defensive tackles going in with the first. It's just for fun, right? What the heck is the point of having full tackling? You have that during the scrimmages that we can't see, right? And that's what you want. That's what you like. If it's game situations, then go for that, right? For this game, you're going to have no playbook. First of all, Halfley has said it already. And I agree with him. And I know I don't want to sound like a Jeff Halfley apologist here, but he has a new defensive coordinator and a new offensive coordinator, plural in both. Why would they show their full hand when none of it's on tape yet? We have no clue as media, as fans, as opposing teams, what Rob Chudzinski is going to call on this offense. I have ideas from what I've heard and from people I've talked to, but we don't know. And just giving out film for a spring game when you could do all of that behind closed doors during your scrimmages, because it sounds like they've done all that, is stupid. It's malpractice. It's not what you don't need to just do it to show the fans, because you're putting yourself out there by giving out your film. So that's the first piece of this, right? You're going in. You do not need to give out your playbooks. You need to keep it vanilla. So I pray, if you're listening to this, please pray along with me. When we're doing live tweets or giving game recaps, if I see someone say something like, I was not impressed with Rob Chudzinski, I was not impressed with Sean Duggan, and the words vanilla or that was bland or predictable comes out in those tweets, you're going to scream. I will scream with you, because that is exactly what they said they're going to do. But I know folks are getting their minds set up that they're expecting something magical to happen. You're waiting for some trick gadget play or something that you didn't expect to come. Don't. Do not expect. Expect lots of runs up the middle, lots of very basic play sets with very generic offenses that are going to just try to see what they can do to beat things. You're not going to see gadget plays. You're not going to see exotic blitz schemes on defense. You're not going to see anything different on offense. And they shouldn't. The last thing you need as a school like Boston College is to put anything on game film. And I'm going to get put over the coals for this. And they're going to say, well, AJ, you know, these other schools do this. Well, here's what I say about that. Georgia can go out there and they can throw whatever the hell they want out there and say, good luck stopping us, even if you know what we're going to do. Same thing with Clemson. Same thing with Florida State. When you're a good program, you can take those chances because you're a good program. BC went 3-9 last year. They can ill afford, and Halfley, who's in year four and really on the hot seat, can ill afford to do anything that gives another team an advantage. So that's my point on that. I'm getting fired up on this, but I really want to get my point across, okay? Do not, repeat after me, do not expect anything other than boring football out there on Saturday. And say, when you see it, say to yourself, that's cool. That's what we're expecting. The hitting piece. That's the next part. That was kind of where I started and I kind of drifted off into my madness. But the hitting piece is the also other part I see a lot of folks saying. Why aren't they hitting? They've been hitting all spring. That is not the issue. But when you have a vanilla offense that you're not running your offense, you're not running your defense, you're not really running any of your real lines, you're just kind of just out there showcasing to friends, family, and alumni what this season's going to, you know, this thank you to the season ticket holders. Why do you need to hit? Why? Last year, it wasn't during a practice, but BC's season went completely off the rails because Christian Mahogany got a huge injury that no one expected to happen. What would you say to yourself watching a spring game that does not matter if someone, let's just say Donovan Azaraku on defense, the most valuable defender that you have, blows out his Achilles heel on some stupid, you know, gang tackle, in the third quarter of the spring game? Why would you be more upset about that or the fact that they don't hit? Let's be realistic here, folks. Hitting, who cares? They've been hitting all spring. because we don't get to see it, it doesn't matter. And again, I'm going to say it right now. I don't care what other programs are doing. And I don't think it's a condemnation of anything on this roster or this program. If they don't hit, it's smart. These games do not matter. They are for fun. And so that's kind of where I'm at with that. And my last kind of thought too, and I saw some, I think it was BCI was tweeting this, you know, they've listed all these players out there that are going to play, you know, Joseph Griffin's missed most of the spring. If he doesn't play, good. Let him rest. If any of these guys are dinged, good. Let them rest. I don't need to see any of these guys if they're not 100% out there playing. They need to be healthy next year. They don't need to risk re-aggravating injuries or worsening something that's minor because they get out there and play. They need to go out there and just have fun and show, you know, just have fun. Having fun also will showcase what this program is about to the recruits, because there's going to be a ton of recruits on campus. I plug myself all the time here, and I do it on purpose. I am the publisher of Eagle Insider, part of 247. If you like recruiting, you know who 247 Sports is. I am the BC guy for 247. I've been about it for about a year now. I have right now a ton of recruiting articles. I have visitor notes, you know, new crystal balls. I've been setting guys up who's BC warm with. I have transfer portal news for basketball. Man, if you want the insider stuff, head on over. It's like $50 a year. If you want top-notch BC news, we have a special deal right now. Head on over. Get in now. End of rant. I am honestly, folks, I came across kind of nasty there, and I apologize. I was getting myself revved up. I'm looking forward to Saturday. I'm not looking forward to it for any football reasons whatsoever. I just love being in Alumni Stadium. I'm going to be bringing my son with me, but I will be at the media afterwards. He's just going to come. We're going to watch. I'll get him a new BC shirt, buy him a popsicle, all the beer. We'll have a great time. That's what this is about. It's about having a great time. It's going to be great weather. I hope you guys all join us, and hopefully we'll get some more fans in there, because it's for the recruits too, right? You want to get the recruits excited to see that there's fans there to support the team. Now, in our final segment, baseball walk-off winners again. We'll get into what happened in just a moment. This is Locked On BC, AJ Black. Thank you all who have subscribed to our YouTube channel. Folks, we are just 75 away from 1,000. If you have not hit subscribe, do that right now. Like this video too. That helps as well. Hit us. Let us hit us our 1,000 subscribers. The NC State podcast, the Pitt podcast. There's a bunch of podcasts in the ACC that don't have 1,000 yet. I want to smoke them. I want to get out there. I want to get more subscribers. So hit that up. If you have friends that are BC fans, hit that up as well. So some outside football news. Well, women's lacrosse had their Battle of the ComAv, and they played the BU Terriers, and they pummeled the Terriers 19-8 with another big win. So they're starting to do some nice work. They're going to play UVA in the home senior day at 2:00 on Saturday, if you're interested in that. Baseball, they played at home in the finals of the Beanpot. That was against Harvard. BC's now number 11. Someone asked me a couple days ago, was BC going to be a top 25 program? They only fell, 4 spots after getting swept by Louisville. So a nice win, a nice bounce back win too. BC fell behind. I think it was 4-1 at one point. They had back-to-back home runs in the middle of the game. And then Nick Wang, who seemingly is Mr. Clutch, I swear he's had a couple big hits this year, hits a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth to send home the Eagles faithful and give BC a big win. I'm having fun watching BC baseball. I don't know about you folks. Just fun to see them doing, getting those big wins and always it doesn't seem like every time you think this season's going to go downhill, like you get swept by Louisville, they come back and get a big win. Now this weekend, I believe they play Duke, and that Saturday is a huge day on campus for BC Athletics. You have the spring football game. It starts at 11. They have the lacrosse game. They have BC baseball, and I believe they have BC softball too. I don't follow softball enough, but they have them all on campus. Like, if you have the energy, you could make an entire day of just supporting BC Athletics and have a lot of fun doing it too. I'll have my kids with me, so I'm never going to make it past the football game. But, you know, if you have some friends and you're just looking to have some fun and enjoy some nice weather, stay on campus. There'll be a lot of fun this weekend with BC. So in terms of basketball recruiting, there's no new news. I do have to say, and again, I hate doing a little plug of a behind paywall. I've got a little nugget you're going to want to know. Head over to Eagle Insider, sign up today. I will give you that transfer portal nugget. It's up on the message board. Please join us for that. Zay Flowers, also the number 10 recruit in Mel Kiper's rankings. That doesn't mean he's going to be the number 10 pick. Mel Kiper had him at number 17, but he's really pushing to be that top number one wide receiver. We're going to find out about that in 2 weeks. We'll be all over that here on Locked On BC. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at @AJBlack_BC. Again, follow us on YouTube. And we'll be back again tomorrow to continue. We're going to talk recruiting news and how recruiting could be impacted by the spring game. You're going to want to hear about that. Thank you all. We'll see you again soon.